Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And here's your host, Richard Rush, in for the taking a break today. John Rush, just enjoying our time. And so with me is Andy Pate and Walt McClain, as always, and obviously Charlie Grimes behind the glass. And we are doing our annual NFL venture mock draft, whatever you want to call it, just the three of us sitting around talking football for 3 hours. And man, that first hour flew by, didn't it?
It did.
It does every time. I don't know how he – I mean – you know, he talked boring politics and all that, which, by the way, folks, if you're looking for that, more of that will be back a little bit tomorrow, because actually Andy and Walt will be in tomorrow talking more of the NFL draft, movies, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll
I don't
be
think
talking
we're doing, that, I, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we're doing politics. I think that's waiting for John.
No,
I think that's
waiting for John Rush on Monday. Follow up. We're going to talk about how right and wrong we were today, and then we're going to, I got a movie review.
There you go.
Mortal Kombat. Okay. And then we're going to do vacation movies to honor your dad, because he's
nice.
On vacation.
Well, and this is good. We're doing a very nice. You know, guys, that was a great preview for tomorrow's show. So there you go. Now we're done with that because, again, no politics today, guys. No COVID talk. No what's going on in the world. This is just kind of some good old-fashioned fun for us. And obviously, if you want to call in, feel free, 303-477-5600. Lots of you can text in. You can text in on the text line. I just got a text from my dad, so I think he's monitoring that. So if you do want to comment on there, you're more than welcome. But, guys, we are four picks into our mock draft. Well, the Jaguars have taken Trevor Lawrence, the Jets have taken Zach Wilson, the San Francisco 49ers took Mac Jones controversially, or at least amongst us, and then the Atlanta Falcons just took Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida. So that brings us to you, Andy, with the Cincinnati Bengals, and this is interesting, because the Bengals really were probably a better team last year, especially with Joe Burrow, than pick number five, but he got hurt. They end up kind of in this, and this gives them a chance to either get one of the best or the best receiver, whoever that might be, or some support for him on the offensive line side of things. So which way do they go?
Okay, are you guys ready to pick up the pace here? Are we ready to get crazy?
No, because there's a lot to happen in the next several picks.
I think picking up the pace comes after 10.
Well, I'm going to pick up the pace because, for me, this is obviously coming down to two players, Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle out of Oregon, and Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver. Now, guys, these two players are equal. They are both absolutely dominant at their positions. It just depends on what you want. I am going to go with, just because I want to ruin the lives of all Miami Dolphins fans, I'm going to say Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle out of Oregon. And here's my reason. This guy is a man-child. Okay? He's, what, about 320, 6'5", I think.
And he is, yep.
But it's not just his size and all that. He's a dancing bear. He's incredibly quick for his size, powerful. He is a sledgehammer in the running game. He's a wall against pass rushers in the passing game. But I haven't even mentioned the best thing about him. He's only 20.
Yeah, he's
guys,
a young dude.
He is a man-child. He's baby Huey.
This guy,
forget about how good he is now. How good is he going to be in 2 years? Oh, my gosh, I don't even want to think about it. Yes, if I'm Cincinnati, I am running to the podium, and I'm taking Penei Sewell, even though it's going to break my heart to give up Ja'Marr Chase. And what do you think?
Yeah, go ahead, Walt.
I'm with you 100%. Again, can't disagree. I got him down at 6'6", 330, and, you know, with feet like he's dancing on clouds. So you can't.
He's amazing.
When you got your franchise guy, or you think you got your franchise guy in Joe Burrow, you got to protect him, especially after last year. That had to be pretty scary for them, having Joe Burrow go down like that. They don't want to see that again. So
I will say here, Andy, I like your pick. I get it. I'm going to make it here for you real quick on our little simulator that we've got going on. However, I do think that this is a very likely and maybe more likely than not chance that it's actually Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver out of LSU.
Could be.
Which mainly because I think this is a deep tackle draft. And I think that I know there's probably going to be a run on tackles as we get to the end of the first round here. And I don't think there's anything wrong with taking the best offensive tackle in the draft by a lot of people. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say I think there's a very good chance it's Ja'Marr Chase.
And let me just say this really quick before we move on to the next pick. The top of the second round is deep at both offensive tackle and wide receiver. And that's what makes this such a difficult pick to make.
Yep, I agree.
Because either one that they make, they're also going to get a good player at the other position.
Correct. I'm right there with you. So, all right. So with that, Walt, you're on the clock now with Miami at pick six.
Well, in the Penei Sewell pick makes a big difference for me at six. With
mind you, trades are available by the way.
With the Dolphins,
trades
here.
Are available.
I don't think the Dolphins make that trade. I think that they have such I know it's a deep wide receiver draft. We just said that, and I also think that Ja'Marr Chase not playing last year. We talked about that. Ja'Marr Chase not playing last year could have also made a difference in the Bengals picking or not picking him. But with the three best wide receivers being Ja'Marr Chase, Devonta Smith. Out of Alabama, and then Jalen Waddle. I think that it's one of those three guys for them here to give Tua a weapon. But with Cincinnati passing on Ja'Marr Chase, I think that he's the guy with the biggest upside, biggest receiver at 210 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think that that's where they go.
I agree. All right, so we're going to go Ja'Marr Chase. Andy, your thoughts?
I agree. I have Ja'Marr Chase penciled in for Miami. My only concern is this. Does Miami trade down with Denver? Yep. Because Denver could be worried, not that New England would trade with Miami. They won't. They're in the same division. But that New England would trade with Detroit on the next pick, and Denver might want to get ahead of them.
I don't think Detroit. I don't think
so.
I think they want to move up.
Yeah,
I don't think Denver wants to move up, I should say.
I don't think it's going to happen either. I'm just saying it's a possibility,
yep.
And that would be the only thing that would keep Ja'Marr Chase out of Miami at this point.
All right, so then it's on to me. So here's the question, guys, and I'm going to kind of put up to a group think here. Lions are on the clock. The Patriots are on the phone. They want to come up for Justin Fields, even though that's not Bill Belichick's mantra. Justin Fields and Trey Lance are both available here. Do they move up?
I think that Detroit wants out of this pick. I think that Detroit knows that they're too far away. I mean, I know they have Jared Goff now, but I think that they know that they're too far away from taking a top 10 pick here to make any difference this season. If they can trade back, get more capital for this season, next season, and the following season, I think it's a no-brainer. I think they want to move back. It's just whether or not someone wants the quarterback that bad.
Well, let me ask you a question, though.
Yep.
How in love are you with your quarterback right now if you are Detroit?
With Jared Goff? I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not one single
Richard,
bit.
How in love with Jared Goff are you if you're Detroit when you're sitting there looking at Lance?
I'm not, but I'm anticipating this year is we're in the process of a rebuild. Let's recoup picks, and if we're bad for the next 2 years after, because I don't think with Jared Goff you're going to be super bad, but you got to get through this year because I think the dead money's too much.
We're gonna pick what we think they're going to pick, but I'm just saying, Richard, right now you are their GM. What do you do? Do you let Trey Lance get by?
I do, because I actually just traded with the Patriots. Walt, I know that's your normal pick, but I think you would agree with me here. So I'm the Patriots, and they actually just traded with.
Okay.
With the Lions, they gave up their first this year, their second this year, and their first next year. Is that reasonable?
Wait, say it again?
The Patriots gave up their first this year, their first next year, and their second round pick this year.
Too much. Too rich.
But I think that's going to
If I'm New England, I don't give up. I don't give up my first next year.
New England accepted. I just think, and I know, Walt, that's going to kind of throw you off, so Lions have got you. But I'm going to take an executive decision there in that I think that it's a – I think that Bill goes up and gets his guy. And now I think in this case, I'll put this to you guys. And Walt, since this was your pick in general, I'll give you kind of first stab. Does Bill take Justin, or does he Justin Fields, or does he take Trey Lance? You know what? Well, Charlie, we're gonna let Walt fester on that. Andy, you as well, because we're up against a break here. And so when we come back, the Patriots are now on the clock at pick number 7. Again, folks, you're listening to Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the 2s. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable interest mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And we're back here on Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McLean, and Charlie Grimes in for John Rush today. And we are talking NFL, the NFL draft, since that actually is tonight at, I guess, 6 p.m. our time, which is, it'll be fun. Again, it's my favorite night of the year. 3.5 hours worth of just For folks, you may ask why we enjoy it so much. In my opinion, and Andy, you can, I'm not going to speak for you guys, it's the best reality show and true reality show on television because you don't know what's going to happen.
And it's definitely the most popular.
It is.
Oh my gosh, it is. The viewership is through the roof.
And there's nothing scripted, not like you're going to find on, you know, The Bachelor or The Keeping Up with the Kardashians or any of the other nonsense that's out there these days. It's just going to be, this is truly, again, kind of what, no one knows what's going to happen. And the NFL, I will say, is the king because they figured out how to prolong this process the best and make it, because let's be honest, the NBA draft is pretty good and MLB draft not really, and same with the NHL draft outside of the top few picks. And a lot of people geek out, but a lot of people geek out about the NFL draft. So right before break, I guess I should have probably consulted Walt. My apologies, Walt. The Lions trade out of pick number 7 to the Patriots. They traded their 1 this year, their 2 this year, and their 1 next year. So in essence, they traded their first next year and their second round this year to move up, 8 spots into pick 7. And Walt, you got to think it's for a quarterback, right?
If this happens, it is indeed for a quarterback. It's for no one else. To see Belichick do this would be absolutely uncanny. But if you look at his offseason, I think that the hoodie is a little bit embarrassed by what happened with Tom Brady. You know, there was always the debate, what's more important, the quarterback or the head coach? And I think that they at least considered each other on level playing fields. Well, the fact that Brady left so effortlessly, went straight into Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl the first year, and Belichick had the year that he had, I think that that left a little bit of egg on his face. And I think that's why you see him doing so many moves in the offseason, you know, acquiring different things. That's normally not what the New England Patriot way is. So that is the only reason I believe that this pick could indeed happen. I think if they do make this pick, they move up in order to get a guy for Cam Newton to mentor for a year, maybe 2 years. And I think that they get a guy who's very similar to Cam Newton, who might actually be a baby Cam Newton. And I think they do it for Trey Lance.
Interesting. I will disagree, but I'm not the guy making the pick since this was your pick originally with New England. You get to make that. Andy, what say you?
I would take Trey Lance. I do believe that if New England makes this move, that I'm just not as confident in them, honestly. I think they're going to go for Justin Fields if they do this. But I would take Trey Lance. That's
the pick I would make. I'm with you, Andy. I think if they move up, it is for Fields because I don't think he's ready this year. I don't think he's ready to move into a starting spot. Now, halfway through the season, if Cam's having kind of the same season he had last year, then maybe they move Fields into it and he kind of gets groomed and they're ready to rock and roll, you know, for the second half of the season and next year. I just, again, I don't think that they move up for I don't think they move up for Lance. But and nevertheless, Walt, this is your pick, your draft, so there you go. So with that, Andy, you are now on the clock with the Carolina Panthers at pick 8.
All right, I'm going to just say this. Don't overthink it. I'm not going to trade down. Obviously, Denver has no reason to trade up at this point to get a QB because they can have one fall to them. I'm just going to make it simple and take Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle out of Northwestern. Carolina needs a tackle badly. They really need a left tackle. They need some other things, too, cornerback, tight end, edge. But Rashawn Slater, some people believe he's as good as Penei Sewell. I do not, but I believe he's very close. I think he's going to be dominant for Carolina.
Okay. And I will say, I think that, and Walt, you're coming up next with the Broncos, actually, which we'll kind of chime in on. But, Andy, I think that Slater could potentially be the pick to the Broncos if Carolina maybe takes a receiver as a weapon for Sam Darnold. But
I agree.
I don't mind that pick either. I think that the Panthers like Slater, and I think they like him quite a bit. So with that said, excuse me, Walt, you're now on the clock.
I think
with the Broncos
real quick,
at pick 9.
I'll throw out with Carolina. I think there's a good chance that you see someone like JT Horn or
JC Horn?
I said JT, didn't I? JC Horn or Patrick Surtain go there too. They really
possible.
They need a corner bad.
It's another big weakness of theirs.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Walter, you are now up with the Broncos, and there's a certain quarterback sitting there.
Denver Broncos right here. I think they do take a quarterback, but I think they're trading for Aaron Rodgers because people saw him in Boulder a couple weeks ago hanging out with his wife. This is one of the picks that goes to the Green Bay Packers, and the Broncos end up with Aaron Rodgers. Of course, that is a pipe dream. And while I hate this, since I can't obviously put Aaron Rodgers in there, I absolutely hate this, and I swore that this isn't what I would do. But I think if Justin Fields is sitting there and you didn't have to move around, you didn't have to give anything up, you have to take a shot at him, unfortunately. I would love someone like a Micah Parsons. I think that he's going to be amazing. My initial guy was Patrick Surtain. I love those two players. That is who I would pick. But if Justin Fields is staring you in the face, you got to try him.
And Waddle make the pick too. I tend to agree.
So you're going with Justin Fields, not Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm going with Aaron Rodgers all day.
Andy, we can only do so much with our software here.
Aaron Rodgers is playing A. We're going playing A all the way.
And I think that presents an interesting argument because if that does happen and if this falls this way to where Fields is there, I do think George Payton is on the phone with Green Bay and says, do you really like this guy? You know, do you want the 9th pick? Maybe it's not even for Fields. Maybe it's for someone else.
Let me just say, as representing Green Bay here, if this pick happens, if you guys do get Rodgers, then
if Fields is available, George Payton makes the call to Brian Gutekunst or whatever it is.
Gutekunst.
Okay, there you go. if he makes that call and he says, you know Fields is there, does Green Bay move up and take Fields?
No.
Okay, who do they take at 9?
No, we already have our young quarterback. We take one of two guys, Patrick Surtain or Micah Parsons.
I
personally would take Parsons because we're not Dallas. Dallas, Surtain's a better match for us, Parsons.
Yep.
Micah Parsons is going to be an absolute freak, and I know there's concerns about his character and, you know, getting into trouble and, you know, all that sort of thing, but the guy is an absolute freak of an athlete. That's why I want him so bad for Denver, but I just think that you're going to have a hard time getting that past it.
Well, yeah, and that's the difference. I mean, because if you're looking at Surtain is basically a glove that you put on a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He is. He's got all the athleticism, good size. He is a virtually perfect young, you know, corner coming out. And Micah Parsons is obviously much more of a risk, but I don't care. I think he's a freak, and I think he can play football. So
fair enough.
You guys have Justin Fields.
We do, yeah. And I think Walt and I are in lockstep on this, which is I think if one of the quarterbacks falls to you, you go there. Now, the only exception I would say is this, and this is a big one. If you can extract a two first-round – so basically a swap of first-round picks with either Washington or Chicago – plus a second rounder, plus a first rounder next year, you move back. because that gives you some ammo next year to either move up or trade for Aaron Rodgers or you know, something of that sort, you know, kind of later on.
Let me ask you this. If Justin Fields falls to number 9, do you think anyone's going to give you that kind of a package to move up for him, or does that send a message that the league is saying, we're worried about this guy reading defenses?
Well, I think there's
Washington,
only two
Chicago.
Yeah, I think there's two spots for them to move up. I think that, or for teams to move up, and I think it's the Lions and the Panthers. Well, and the Broncos, I should say. So there's three spots, because I don't think Atlanta's too cost prohibitive to move up into 4.
Agreed.
I don't think that teams are willing. I don't think the Bengals never trade down. They're kind of like the Giants. They never trade. And then I think the Dolphins already made their trade. They want to make sure they get one of the top playmakers, potentially Kyle Pitts if he falls. Or in this case, you know, Jamar Chase, the way that we did it. And so I think that's where it leaves 7, 8, and 9 open for teams. And if it goes the way we talked about, which was 7 to trade out, the Panthers ended up staying put, and then they moved, you know, the Broncos in that situation. So I do think that there's a possibility for a trade.
One sleeper, I think, to throw out, if you get quarterbacks dropping this low, one sleeper that I'm going to throw out there to look out for is down there in New Orleans. I think there's a chance that New Orleans could want to get a guy to start rebuilding. I don't know that James Winston is that guy, but I know it's a long way to go from 20. I know from 26 up to 10.
It's
got to
be a lot of first round picks.
It's a long way, but
got to be a lot.
I don't know. If
maybe Mike Ditka can come out of retirement and trade their entire draft.
You know, you never know. Ricky Williams.
All right, so I'm gonna
number
move,
10.
Yep, I'm gonna move on. I think we'll be able to do 10 and 11 here pretty quick before the next break.
Okay,
and that's gonna be. We were talking about him. The Cowboys are on the clock. They need a corner. I don't think it's J.C. Horn as much as I think he's good, but I think Patrick Surtain to pair with Trayvon Diggs that they got last year from Alabama is going to be their pick. I think the Cowboys – now, I could see potentially a team trying to get in front of the Cowboys for the top corner, but in this case, even though you do have a Micah Parsons there and Sean Lee is retiring, I think that they're going to go with a cornerback here in Patrick Surtain the second, and he's just kind of fills a need. And honestly, I think Dallas solidifies their secondary there.
Actually, yeah, and I agree with you. It's Surtain, and linebacker is the strength of Dallas. Yep. Very strong at inside linebacker. They're the best in the league.
Yep, with Van Der Esch and yeah, absolutely. It wasn't Jalen Smith as
right,
well.
Jalen so, Smith,
well,
Van
that's Rich. Your guy. So,
I'm going to go with Surtain there. I agree.
Perfect. Well, then I guess Andy, you're up next. Now you got 11 with the Giants on the clock here.
Easy pick. I actually break the 40 time.
Really?
I break a record for 40 time running up to the podium. It is Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State,
okay.
Goes to the New York Giants. That one to me is easy. This guy is good at everything. You can say, well, they need a pass rusher. He can do that. Well, they need somebody who can cover tight ends and running backs. He can do that. They need somebody who can enforce against the run. He can do that. This guy is big. He runs, what, about in a sub 4.5?
Yeah.
Or something ridiculous
my
like
only
that.
Concern,
but he's also a player. He's a football player.
My only concern with Parsons is off-the-field stuff. He's got a few fights and a few other things that are kind of that make me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, but this is the Giants.
True. It's New York. So what can happen in New York?
Yeah, what can happen?
And the fascinating stuff about – or the fascinating thing about Micah Parsons to me, and I said it earlier, is, you know, he's a top 7-8 guy to me. He is that elite guy. And, again, just because a couple issues, I think, sitting out last year. I think if he had not sitting out last year, he'd be a Cowboy, even though they have a stacked linebacking
core.
Find room for him at that point.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, so after the break, we're going to come up, Walt, the Eagles. And this will actually be, I think, an interesting spot for you here to see what they end up doing. But, again, you've got Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain, and Charlie Grimes here in for John Rush here on KLZ 560.
Before you make any decisions about specific strategies to collect your retirement funds, you need to picture yourself in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, meets with plenty of people who've never thought about how they will spend their retirement years. So he starts every consultation with an exercise in imagination. You probably have a plan bouncing around in your brain somewhere. Starting a business, traveling overseas, volunteering at your church, going on a mission trip, moving closer to family. Al will help you to envision, after decades of hard work, finally having enough time to do what you want. As you describe your future goals, Al will establish a realistic projection of what you'll need in retirement. Start planning early so most of your retirement income can be tax-free. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. klzradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And we're back here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Richard Rush here in for John Rush today with Andy Pate, Walt McClain, and Charlie Grimes. And we're in the middle, in the thick of our NFL mock draft here, which is just our favorite time of year, our Christmas day, as some might say. And Walt, I guess right before break, Andy just picked for the Giants, got Micah Parsons, one of your favorites. And so now you've got another NFC East team, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles. This is the pick they took from the Dolphins through the 49ers.
Correct. Well, yes. Right? Technically, yes.
So, yeah, interesting pick here. And I think that Philadelphia, they need a lot of help. But I think two major holes that they have are wide receiver and cornerback. I think the most popular pick right here would be Devonta Smith from Alabama. However, I think that his size is a concern of him, as well as, you know, potential injury. The guy weighs... they say he weighs, 170 pounds is what they say he weighs, which we all know that the likelihood of that is very, very small. We saw him at the national championship game, and, I mean, he looked like a junior high kid at that point in time. While I think that he has elite pass-catching ability, elite elusiveness, I think that they go with a more sound pick here, and since Patrick Surtain came off earlier, I think they want to get the next best corner, and I think they go with J.C. Horn.
I can see that. I think that's they need the help. I think I saw on NFL Network today they're like the I think they gave up the most like completions or something. Basically they need help. They need help in the defensive backfield, and I think J.C. Horn's a great way to get that for them. So that's a fantastic pick. Andy, thoughts?
I like it. I actually had them taking I had Jalen Waddle going number 7 at Detroit before the trade, so I have them taking Jalen Waddle at this point.
I do think it's interesting.
But I like J.C. Horn a lot.
Well, because what it's setting up here for folks, I'll be 100% honest, well, those wide receivers are slipping.
Yep.
Smith and Waddle are slipping, and we've got two picks right here in the Chargers and the Vikings where I'm not sure they come off the board.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you think of many things in life more fun than watching Jalen Waddle and J.C. Horn going up against each other?
That'd be pretty fun.
On Sunday. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Which could very well happen, depending on how it falls. Obviously not in our mock draft. That's not going to be the case.
But J.C. Horn, good pick.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so I'm up with the messing me up every time. Los Angeles Chargers are on the clock. And I think this one, they really don't need wide receiver help. They could use a corner, and so I think if J.C. Horn's there, I think they want long and hard about that. In this case, I think they're going to – Andy, I think they need some help for old – or not old, for young, I should say, for young Justin Herbert.
I think you're right.
And so
what's it going to be?
I'm going to go with kind of the next – well, I mean, depending on how you rank them, I'm going to go with the tackle out of Virginia Tech here, Christian Darrisaw.
That's who I
think that he's a really good player, and actually he's higher up on most boards than I think – most people, or he's up higher up on some boards than most people think, in my opinion. And so I'm going to draft that. I don't think they trade out. They want a tackle. They know they need him, especially in a division that has got obviously Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Joey. Well, I guess Joey Bosa is on their team. You've got Dee Ford over there, and then. Oh, who do the Raiders have? I can't remember who the hell they were. Oh, Raiders are a disaster. But anyways, I think they need that. So with that being said, Andy, you are now up with, this is kind of sacrilegious, so Dan Muir and Craig, I apologize that we have Andy making your pick for your non-beloved Minnesota Vikings at number 14.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm very angry at you for taking Christian Darrisaw before me. If yep. I'm the Vikings. Yep. By the way, I also have Darrisaw going to the Chargers.
Yep, I think that's... I agree. I don't think he slips further than that.
I get the kid out of USC ahead of him.
And here's the thing. The Vikings really do not need a wide receiver. They're loaded there.
They are.
But, oh my gosh, I did not think Jalen Waddle would be
don't
there.
Don't do it. You can't do it.
Well, the thing is, I had Quiddy Pay going to Minnesota. He's a tremendously talented edge rusher out of Michigan. The guy weighs, what, about 270, runs
really well.
He runs a sub 4.6 at 270, and he is already a tremendous run defender. He benched 225 38 times, 36 times. I mean, he's powerful, he's lightning fast, and he also has a few moves, but he needs to learn a few more.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, I want to go with Quiddy Pay still, but my gosh, Jalen Waddle. Then they would have a threesome at wide receiver. And let's face it, one of their guys is getting older.
True.
I can't let Waddle fall any further. I can't do it. And I know it's crazy.
Andy, I don't know if I can let you do this. You've got to take the Vera Tucker kid, right? Out of USC.
Well, I love him. I love Vera Tucker, but he's more of an inside guy. Well, he can play outside. He can play anywhere. I have him going soon, but I didn't have him going there.
I mean, it is your pick. You're the GM. I just think the Vikings need...
Well, they need a tackle.
They need a guard, too.
They need an edge. You see, if they get an edge player right now, if they get an edge player, you will complete one of the best front fours in all of the NFL. Yeah,
but I think
they still can't score any points.
I think they need offensive line help more. Again, you're the GM, but I think they
need help more. But you took mine, okay?
Fair enough.
Because the guy you're talking about, I don't like him enough for that spot.
I get it, but I think the NFL does.
Yeah, Vera Tucker's pretty popular.
I know Vera Tucker's – I know he's popular. I just don't have him going this high. I don't think he's talented enough. I mean, I just think Jalen Waddle is flat out a better football player. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jalen Waddle is going to torture teams in the NFL. He runs a 4.35 flat.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
The kid runs a 4.35 flat with hands and runs good routes.
Yeah, but
he is talented enough –
Like is he 175 pounds, though?
Who cares? No, he's talented enough to be. They already got a great wide receiver in the first round last year.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, and by the way, offensive tackle is going to be a very strong position in the middle of the second round. There's going to be a lot of good tackles and guards in the middle of the second round. You are not going to see a wide receiver like Waddle in the second round. You're not going to see anything like him.
So is that your final answer?
I just got to take him. I can't drop him any further. I'm taking Jalen Waddle.
Okay. Interesting.
I will go on record here and say I think they take the Vera Tucker kid out of USC. I'm just going to just point that out, Andy. No offense to you.
No offense. I think they could take Vera Tucker. I think they could also take Quiddy Pay.
I can see it too. But with that, okay, we'll move on to there. All right, well, I'm up now.
I am not. I didn't have a pick for a while.
I am now up with the Detroit Lions here. And they've moved back, and I think they're going to be thrilled. If this happens, they pick up an extra, essentially a first and a second rounder to move back, and they get a guy that they certainly could have taken at 7. I think, because I think the Vikings would take Vera Tucker at this point, that the Lions are going to take Waddle. But in this case, Devontae Smith's available. They need wide receivers. They got rid of Kenny Golladay. They got rid of Golden Tate last year. Marvin Jones Jr. is now gone. So I think this is a pretty easy pick, and I think the Detroit Lions take Devontae Smith. Any complaints by you guys?
No.
Walter?
Nope, makes sense to me. Vera Tucker, again, I think that they need tackle help. But, I mean, Devontae Smith is a much funner pick, and it gives Goff at least one weapon so they can see what they got in Goff.
Fair enough. So, all right, I am now on the clock again, and I think – the Cardinals are just going to be hating themselves because I think they wanted that gentleman to fall to them. And they're in an interesting spot, right, Andy? Because I think the Cardinals, they do have some good receiving weapons, right? And that they've got DeAndre Hopkins and oh, who's the other guy? Christian Kirk, right, on the outside. They really need a tight end. They need some defensive help here. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, they need a corner. And they need a running back, by the way, but it's too high to take one.
But do they reach up here for, let's be honest, for Greg Newsom?
I would not have had him this high. I mean, let me ask you this, because we're still looking at this point. You're starting to look at somebody like Kwity Paye. I know they've got pass rushers, but they don't have enough. I mean, what would they look like with him added up front?
I think it's going to be a defensive player. I think unless one of the wide receivers is here.
Well, and keep in mind too, you're talking about a corner with Newsom. You're looking over who's
Farley.
Ranked the number one corner in this draft is Caleb Farley.
Yeah, he's too hurt. He's hurt too much.
He is hurt a lot, but he's not hurt right now. I worry about Caleb Farley, but man, is he talented.
I'm going to go a little bit different here, and that's going to be I'm going to go with actually the top ranked and maybe the only defensive lineman that goes in the first round here, and that's going to be Christian Barmore.
This high?
Yep, out of Alabama. Defensive line depth in this draft is awful.
It is awful. But how are they at safety? Because Trayvon Merrig is terrific.
He is. I think they're okay. You know, they've got Buddha, and I don't know who the other kid is back there.
Okay.
And so I think they're okay. This pick will most likely, unless one of the wide receivers falls, is either a linebacker or a defensive lineman. And in this case, I'm going to go with Christian Barmore.
All right.
Defensive lineman out of Alabama. Let's see if I can get the click. There you go. All right. So, Andy, you are now on the clock, and we've got just a few minutes here before the next break with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Don't mess me up, Andy. Don't mess me up. I'm the Dolphins. I got my guy in my sights. Don't mess me up right now.
You do?
I do.
Are you thinking a little Jalen?
Don't mess me up here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so tempted now. I'm so tempted to take Jalen Phillips just to bug you. Am I that kind of person? Would I do that just to bug him? Just to bug Walt? Because obviously, I got to be honest, they desperately – the Raiders, for whatever reason, decided to do a rebuild, start a new rebuild in the middle of their rebuild, and throw away several of their offensive linemen. And so getting Jalen Mayfield here would be a terrific pick. Who else is dropping right now?
Well,
Kwity Paye is still out there.
And Owusu Koramoa out of Notre Dame, he is, and they need some help there.
Koramoa, Joker, as I call him.
Yep. Joker.
I love him too. I think that's a little too high for him. I think it's going to be a Jalen, one of the two, Mayfield or Phillips, because
who's Mayfield?
Offensive tackle out of Michigan, and he is a powerhouse. And right now the Raiders desperately need a right tackle who can come in and just blow people off the ball. And Jalen Mayfield can do it. I also love Jalen Phillips though, and edge is not as big a need for the Raiders, do you think? Do you think edge is as big a need for the Raiders?
I mean, I think it's a need. I think they want a guy that – I'll be honest. I think if Micah Parsons falls here, that's their pick.
You see, but
– they want
a guy
that can do it all.
I don't think Miami's going to mind if they get Kwity Paye or Jalen Phillips. I don't think they're going to care. I think they're going to like either one.
All right, well, you're now counting down because we got to run to break.
Go for Mayfield.
I can't even find him, Andy. What's his name?
Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle out of Michigan. Come on, he's a Raiders kind of guy, a big bruiser.
Andy, he's ranked in this 144th.
Yeah, I know. He's also ranked.
In our lads,
he's ranked like 14th.
You're passing up Vera Tucker. You're passing up Tevin Jenkins. You're passing up Mr. Leatherhead.
Tevin Jenkins has moved up. I had him as another. You know what?
Leatherwood, Wyatt Davis. You're passing up all these guys for this guy.
You know what? No, I'm going to take Phillips.
Oh, Jalen Phillips. All right.
That's really going to mess you up, Walt.
No, he can take Kwity.
Okay, all right. Well, with that, okay, so a very controversial pick, as you guys can hear.
Though.
So Jalen Phillips,
That's a Mayock-like pick.
Out of Miami to the Raiders, and very possible we'll see. So with that, Walt, you're going to be on the clock when you come back with Miami. Not the university, but the Dolphins. And we're going to kind of keep rolling here. Again, it's Richard Rush in for the vacationing John Rush here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations. Because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Recently, the Long Beach, California City Council passed a $4 hero pay minimum wage mandate. Two grocery stores could not afford this increase and closed. Instead of employees making more money, they lost their jobs and the neighborhoods lost their grocery stores. Kim Munson here. It's TurnQuest Friday. Rick Turnquest and Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, share their thoughts on a forced minimum wage. Dr. Jill Vecchio sheds light on changes to the security of your medical data. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we're back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Richard Rush here with Andy Pate, Walt McClain, and Charlie Grimes. Again, in for my dad, John Rush. We're in the thick of our NFL draft here. We're kind of, I guess, a little bit past the halfway point in our mock draft. And I think the picks will start flowing a little bit faster now, but we've had a few controversial ones. So the Raiders and Andy just got done taking Jalen Phillips, an edge out of Miami. And that leaves you, Walter, up with the Miami Dolphins at pick 18.
Well, I started to run to the podium, and then I tripped along the way because I wasn't sure of my pick. But I think that with Miami going offense the first time around, this has to be a defensive pick. And I think it's one of two guys. I think it's a linebacker, whether that's a linebacker or an edge. It's either Joker from Notre Dame, as Andy calls him, or it's Quiddy Pay. But I think ultimately in the end, Quiddy Pay dropping down here, again, originally a top 12 guy, for them to get him at 18, I think they're more than satisfied with that.
Interesting. I could see that. I think that, like I say, I think just depending on how you value edges, and there's not a lot of great edges in this drafting. There's a lot of very good players, I feel like. Not a lot of, you know, that over-the-top. And there's none of the over-the-top, you know, Myles Garrett, Joey Bosa's, those types in this draft, it doesn't seem. Nick Bosa's. Not to say that's a bad thing, just interesting nonetheless. So I think that's a very solid pick, don't you?
I think it's an excellent pick, and also because, as you're saying, I don't think edge is strong at all in the second round. Yeah. I think you got to get him now.
I would. I think there's a pretty steep drop off. So okay, I like your pick there, Walt. So that leaves me on the clock with the Washington football team, no longer the Washington Redskins, and yes, we can say Redskins on here. And I think, they need a few pieces, Andy, and one of them is actually quarterback. But
true.
Obviously, there's nothing available in that regard right now. They honestly, I think they overperformed last year. Okay. I think there's a little bit of a slide happening with the guy, as we refer to him, as Joker, the linebacker out of Notre Dame, and I think he goes here. I think Ron Rivera will love him because you can use him all over the place. He can cover linebackers, he can cover tight ends, he can rush the passer, he can help you in the run game. They're in the NFC East. They need a little bit of that. So I'm going to go here with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa out of Notre Dame, a linebacker to the Washington football team. So, Andy, you are now up. With pick 20, which is the – well, man, you get all of the NFC North teams this year, don't you?
It looks like I do.
Chicago Bears.
Okay, the Bears, this is actually where I had Tevin Jenkins slotted. I still kind of like that pick, but Greg Newsome is still there as well, so I'm a little torn. No, they're a running team, and Tevin Jenkins will knock your teeth out. Yeah. And so I'm going to go with Tevin Jenkins, right tackle out of Oklahoma State.
I can see that, absolutely. I think he's kind of a mauler, isn't he?
He is. He is. When he gets his hands on you, he hurts you.
He's just going to kind of bash your head in and then not think twice about it, right?
Yes. So,
okay, I like that pick. I guess, Walt, you are now up. Pick 21 with the Indianapolis Colts.
So Indianapolis Colts.
With Carson Wentz, mind you, as their new starting quarterback.
Correct. Carson Wentz is a guy who I think can be a decent quarterback, obviously, in the NFL. He proved that when he can stay upright and when he can stay uninjured. So while I think that cornerback is a need, Caleb Farley is in play here. I think ultimately what they do, just after extending Quentin Nelson, I think that they come back and add a tackle to the mix. That tackle, I think that they add. I think that this is where Barrett Tucker goes.
I agree with you. I think they have to. They need to keep Wentz up. Their offensive line is good outside of I don't think they were anticipating Anthony Costanzo retiring, which he did, obviously, and I think that that's a very quality place for him to go, and I think he'll fit right in there. So Elijah Vera Tucker here.
I was kind of torn between him and Farley.
Yep,
I can see that. Well, Farley or Newsome here, I could see both there.
Right.
So. Okay.
Yep.
I am now up with the Titans, and I'm going to throw you guys one here, and that's going to be, I think the Titans, a lot of people are going to have them going receiver here. I don't think they do, and the reason not is I think they're going to have a conditional trade in the works with Atlanta, and they're going to get Julio Jones.
Okay, wow.
Because Atlanta,
that's a curveball.
Because Atlanta has to get rid of Julio Jones, and they can't trade on this draft. They have to wait after, I think, June 1st or June 2nd, whatever it is, because they need the cap space. And I think Julio's kind of on the backside of his career, and I think the Titans will be able to rework some stuff to be able to absorb that cap hit. And so I think that that's what ends up happening. I think the Titans ends up trading there. So that lets them right here, while they need a tackle, they also need a cornerback. And so I'm going to go with, as much as I know you guys like Farley, I think Greg Newsome's a little bit better of a pick just because of the injury concerns for me with Farley. Makes it a little bit nerve-wracking to do so. So I'm going to go Greg Newsome, cornerback out of Northwestern to the Titans. So, Andy, you're going to be our final pick of this hour, and you're back on the clock with the Jets, which is the pick they got from Seattle via the Jamal Adams trade, I believe.
This is a hard pick. It really is, because the Jets need – gosh, they need a lot. I actually had Azeez Ojulari going to Tennessee because they need an outside linebacker.
They do.
But Greg Newsome is a good pick there too. Zaven Collins looks good here. Azeez Ojulari looks good here. Wow. I don't like a running back here. And Farley looks good here. But not Farley. I'm going to go with Azeez. No, I'm going to go with Zaven Collins.
Zaven Collins. I like that pick.
To
I
the
like
Jets.
Big dude. Big linebacker out of Tulsa.
Yeah, he's a big dude. And I think the Jets would do a little better with a big dude out of Tulsa rather than a light guy like Azeez. I think he's more of a pure edge.
I'm with you. I tend to agree. I think Zavin, he bulked up a little bit with his latest weigh-in here. I think he's up to 270 pounds, which is a big dude.
Right.
But he can rush the passer if needed. He can actually cover pretty well. He's actually one of my targets if the Broncos do end up trading back. He's one of the guys I think that they should go after. So we're almost done with this hour. Walt, we're going to come back at the top of the hour. You're going to be the Steelers, which is interesting because I think this may be the first place where a certain offensive position, running back, comes off the board, because I think the Steelers really, really need that, but obviously we'll wait and see. So again, folks, you've been joining us. We've got the NFL Draft Show here kind of this afternoon. We're going to continue. I can't believe it's already the 5 o'clock hour, guys. But we're going to be here for another hour. So join us after the news. Again, Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain, in for the vacationing John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Oh, actually, sorry. To the back, we have another 90 seconds. Right?
Oh, perfect. Then I get my pick, because so I'm going to argue with you real quick. Yes, because Andy, I kind of, one thing I disagree with you on, and Richard, I disagree with you on. I think there's a chance that the Jets take a shiny new toy for their shiny new quarterback right there at 23, and look for a guy like ETN, the running back out of Clemson, a nice little checkbound back for a young corner or a young quarterback. I think that he'd be a very viable option for a guy who's just now learning and who will probably be running for his life most of the time.
I can see that,
to
too.
Have that little check
down. Yeah, I think Travis is a possibility.
Not a true running back, though. Not a Najee Harris, because I don't think that they need that as much. But a young quarterback having a tight end and a running back, I think, is key for getting used to the NFL.
He's more of a weapon.
He is a weapon, yes. ETN, very much a Christian McCaffrey-style running back.
And Zach Wilson, I think, could use that. He didn't really have that at BYU. He did have a lot of clean pockets, but I think Mekhi Becton will help him out there. Now we're going to be heading to break, folks. Again, top of the hour news here. You got Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain, in for John Rush here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.